You're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m., with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here with Principal Broadcasting, and today my guest is Destiny McCloud. Miss Destiny, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you today?
I'm doing good. I figured we'd start this segment off by you just kind of giving us a brief description of your business and what services you provide.
Okay. I am a wedding and event coordinator. I am from New York. I graduated from New York Institute of Design in 2005, and from then I stemmed and started my business. Mm-hmm. I do weddings, corporate events. Those are my main things that I've had experience in doing. And coming from New York, I did a lot of, you know, launch parties.
Right.
You know, corporate social gatherings. I, you know, I also do small things like, you know, birthday parties, anniversaries as well.
Now,
but mostly on the corporate and wedding side.
Now, I'm curious, corporate and weddings, I mean, they just sound like two completely different sides of the event planning world. From your experience, what do you prefer? Do you like the corporate event planning, or is the wedding planning kind of more like where you feel most comfortable?
Well, coming from New York, I pretty much got well seasoned in both. I am fairly comfortable with both. I have the artsy side of me, and I think with the corporate event, it's a more businessy side because it's not so much, you know, in tune to different types of decorations.
Right.
Or to say it's just more, you know, logistics and down to the black and white to kind of, you know, assist with keynote speakers and stuff like that. So, I mean, I get the best of both worlds. Like I said, I've done parties on, you know, yachts, but, you know, party buses. I've done it all coming from
right.
New York. I don't think there is an event that I haven't done. So
now about,
I actually love both, you know, I like both sides.
Now about how long have you been doing the current business that you're doing now?
Since 2005.
Wow. So about what, 12 years?
12
year,
yes.
Wow. Okay. Now, for those out there who might be planning an event themselves, do you have any, I don't want to say success stories. What's the word I'm looking for? Do you have any tips or reasons why somebody, instead of planning their own event, should go ahead and hire an event planner?
What I've noticed is a lot of people, you know, when planning their event, they have a lot of, you know, they approach it, of course, doing it on their own, and then realize once you get into it, it's so much more.
Right.
You know, something small like a birthday party, just depending on, you know, how extravagant. And nowadays, everything is, you know, look to be more, you know, luxurious and shabby. having someone to plan for you is, you know, that's my job. Leave, you know, let people, you know, leave it up to them and their job to do what they do best.
Now, do you have, when a new client comes to you, now do you provide vendors for them, or do they usually come to you with ideas of vendors that they want to use for their event?
Some people have preferred vendors, and I also have a list of preferred vendors that I use for my events as well.
Okay. Let's see. Do you also offer, it says here you offer, do you offer catering service?
I don't offer catering myself, but I have caterers that I work with that I use.
Oh, I see. Okay. Now, in the event planning world, what have you found to be the hardest part of your job?
Sometimes you have people that are just kind of hard just to let go and let, you know, you do what you do.
Right.
But ultimately at the end, they wind up, you know, excited and happy that they did, you know, kind of let go. The hardest thing I would say is just trying to get your client to be as most comfortable with you so that they're able to, you know, let go and let you, you know, do what you do best to make sure that you can execute the event for their, you know,
right.
for their satisfaction.
Right. Now you said you're from New York, but where are you currently located? As far as your business goes, like what service areas do you kind of, serve?
I'm in Kissimmee, Florida. So I am, catering to Central Florida as well as South Florida.
Okay. And when did you move down to Florida? Just out of curiosity.
In August of last year.
Oh, wow. So, I mean, were you doing the event planning here in New York as well?
Yes.
Ah, I see. So you picked up and just decided to move to Florida.
Yeah. Well, I have little children, so I like the idea of a slower pace.
Yeah.
Certain things are concerned, so absolutely.
Now,
and of course, the weather.
Oh, well, yeah, of course. I mean, that's, you know, I'm up here in New York myself right now, and the weather here is, I mean, while it's wonderful now, I know that that's going to go away in about a month, a month or two.
Yeah.
Now with the wedding planning, what kind of inspired you to do this sort of work? Is there something that kind of led to this event in your life?
Yeah, when I was 15, I was a bridesmaid at my aunt's wedding, and I was, you know, she kind of planned her own, the family kind of pulled together and did her wedding for her. And from then, it was just like a big inspiration of mine. I always, you know, just the thought of two families coming together and just the whole, you know, slew of it. It was very exciting to me. And then from then, that was pretty much my passion to want to, you know, create those moments for people. And that's how I pretty much got into it. I've always said I wanted to plan parties, and I would help my mother and, you know, plan
right.
parties when I grew up. But pretty much stemmed from my aunt's wedding. That pretty much opened the door for me.
And you love your job, I imagine.
I love, that's my passion. And it's not a job.
that's what they always say. You're going to know when you found the thing you're supposed to do in life when you go to work and it just doesn't Absolutely. Feel like a job.
Doesn't feel like work. Nope.
Destiny, unfortunately, we have come to the end of our 8-minute segment. Destiny McLeod, I've been speaking to. In closing, though, I mean, where can people find out information if they're in the Central Florida area? Do you have a Facebook page? Do you have a website you'd like to give out?
Yes, my website is www.exclusiveaffairsbydestiny.com. Or I also have a Facebook. You can follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
There you go. Destiny McLeod. Check her out on Facebook, her website, and her Instagram. Thank you so much, Destiny. I really can't thank you enough.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.